seems like a dream now. It was so long ago. The moon burns so bright and the time went so slow. And I swore that I loved her, gave her a ring. Thank you, and welcome to the forum. Best junk food in the world, ladies and gentlemen. This is our sixth and final night here. It's been a great run. We appreciate all you coming out. And this portion of the program is intended to give you some idea of what it was like back in the late summer of 1971. When we were first putting this group together, we used to sit around a lot like this, rehearsing and getting to know one another, working out harmony parts, trying to write songs. We only had one light bulb instead of, how many we got now? We got eight? What do we got? Rehearsed in a little shack out in the eastern end of the San Fernando Valley. Just off of Ventura Boulevard near the Cahuenga Pass. Take the 101 to the Vineland exit. Oh, God. Anyway, we used to rehearse there. It was just a little wooden structure, really tiny little thing. It was tucked into a parking lot behind a liquor store. That's right. It was convenient. Free parking and booze. What else? And it belonged to an old fellow named Bud, interestingly enough. And
Bud liked to drink.
Yeah, he was pickled all the time. Which is probably why he only charged us $6 an hour to rehearse there. Earlier that year, in the spring of 1971, Glenn and I had been on the road as part of the backup band for Linda Ronstadt. And we had a lot of fun doing that. We learned a lot and loved working for Linda. But at some point, Glenn and I got to talking, and we decided maybe we wanted to have a band of our own. So we went to Linda, and we told her about it, and she was very gracious, as always. She said, I wish you all the best. If you're looking for an additional guitar player, I want to recommend somebody to you. He's had some experience, been in a group called the Flying Burrito Brothers. And that was certainly an experience. And he's also been in a group called Dillard and Clark. He plays incredible guitar, he plays the banjo, he sings and he writes songs, and his name is Bernie Ledden. So we tracked him down. He was living out there in Topanga, wearing that same shirt.
I washed it.
Howdy. Let's do one.
I lost 10 points just for being in the right place at exactly the wrong time. I look right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. But if you see me walking all alone, don't look back, I'm just on my way back home. And there's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know. Signed me to a contract, baby said it would all be so lifelong. Looked around and for a reason, when there wasn't something more to blame it on. But if time makes a difference while we're gone, tell me now, and I won't be hanging on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on.
The Reverend Glenn Frey, the electrified guitar.
Time to leave.
Thanks very much, everybody. We started this evening's program with a couple songs that might not be the most familiar in the Eagles catalog, but nonetheless very pertinent to our history. We started out with a song from Desperado called Whatever Happened to Saturday Night, which is the only song that was written by the four original Eagles together. And then we just did Train Leaves Here This Morning, a song that Bernie wrote with the late Gene Clark. And that appeared on our first album. Now, around this time at Bud's, we're all hanging out. We're showing up every day, and we're jamming and sharing ideas and talking about stuff. And right at this time, I had met a young songwriter from San Diego, a guy named Jack Temption. Now, J.D. Souther and I had met Jack down at a place called the Candy Company in El Cajon. Well, Jack started hanging out at the same sort of folk clubs and with the same sort of group that we were hanging out with. And one day I heard him playing this song, and it really caught my ear. And I said, hey, what's that? He said, well, it's a new song I just wrote. I said, well, you know what? I think that song would be perfect for the band we're putting together right now. And one of the reasons I thought this song would be perfect for the Eagles was because it reminded me of a band that I was most enamored of at the time, which was a country rock band here in L.A. called Poco. Speaking of Poco. So I showed the song to the band, and the first time we worked it up, we were sitting around just like this.
Southern California.
Something tells me I may know you as a lover and a friend. But this voice keeps whispering in my other ear, telling me I may never see you again. 'Cause I get a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm all
sitting around Bud's there trying to write songs and stuff, and I had this next piece of music when the band started, and we were jamming it every day, and one day Don came back with a set of lyrics we all really liked, and we've been playing the song ever since. But tonight we got a bit of a new arrangement for you.
Thank you. some rumors go around. Someone's on the ground, and she can wrap you in the night down till your skin turns.
Back in 1972, our friend guitarist Ned Doheny gave Jackson Browne a birthday present. It was the Book of Gunfighters, a leather-bound collection of stories about the outlaws of the Old West. A while later, Jackson showed the book to J.D. Souther, Don, and myself. And as we started thumbing through, we were fascinated by the pictures and stories. Then someone, probably Jackson, said, "Maybe we should write a song about some of these guys." Well, we went on to write an entire album about them. All started by a gift from a friend to a friend.
When it came time to start thinking about making the second Eagles album, Glenn and I got together and discussed the Book of Gunfighters. And he showed me a guitar riff that he had, and I showed him a chord progression and a melody idea that I'd been carrying around with me since the late 60s. And so we sat down and worked together, and that's when we really became a songwriting team. That was the beginning of a songwriting partnership that has lasted over 40 years.
They were dueling, dueling down to high or low. It was the same. Easy money, and faithless women, red eye whiskey for the pain.
Tombstones waiting for the names.
Well, the stage was set, the sun was sinking low down. As they came to town to face another showdown, the lawmen cleared the people from the street. All you bloodthirsty bystanders, what you try to find?
First two albums in London, England with Glyn Johns, we decided to change producers. We also wanted to record closer to home. Our manager Irving Azoff suggested American producer-engineer Bill Simczyk. Bill's production credits included B.B. King, the James Gang, and the Jay Giles Band. So we had a meeting with Bill, and we liked him right away. We told him we wanted to have more input into how our records were made. Bill said no problem, so we hired him that night. We also told him we needed to rock a little harder.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day. They said you were gone. me on a shelf. Let me tell you, I got some news for you, and you soon find out it's true. Then you have to eat your lunch all by yourself, because I'm
of your love.
Best of My Love, ladies and gentlemen, was the very first number one single for the Eagles back in 1974. We had actually given up on pulling singles off of the On the Border album. We were back here in Los Angeles working on another record. When a radio station in Grand Rapids, Michigan on request night on a Sunday night, a lady called up and she requested Best of My Love. The DJ played the song. The phone lines lit up, the record started getting played in Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, etc., spread all over the country, and we had our first number one quite by surprise. By 1974, we're just about out of the Troubadour and spending most of our time next door at Dan Tana's. Had to have a little more money to go there. Anyway, at this time, Don and I are starting to feel pretty confident as a songwriting team. It seems like every time we sit down with the legal pads and the guitars, we seem to write something pretty good. This next song is a song that Don and I wrote. We were sharing a house up on Mulholland Drive, actually. Separate bedrooms. Except for a couple nights, but anyway, never mind. So we wrote this song. It's kind of a long song, but we wrote it in two nights because we did everything fast in 1975. I'd like to dedicate this song to my first wife, Plaintiff. City girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. A rich old man and she won't have to worry. She'll dress up all in lace, go in style. At night, the big old house gets lonely, I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheap side of town. You can't. Dreams no one could steal. She drives on through the night, anticipating, because he makes her feel the way she used to feel. She rushes to his arms, they fall together. She whispers that it's only for a while. She swears that soon she'll be coming back forever. She pulls away and leaves him with a smile. You can't. She gets up and pours herself a strong one and stares out at the stars in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws her shade and hangs her head to cry. She thinks about a boy she knew in school.
One of these nights.
very much, everybody. Hey, how about a nice round of applause for Bernie Ledden? So here's what's going on. We're going to play one more song for you, then we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and play for a long time. This next song we're going to do for you is a song that Don and I wrote with and for our original bass player, Randy Meisner. Randy's been having some health issues, lady, so I'm gonna sing this song for you tonight, but we're going to send it out to Randy, wherever he is, and we hope he's feeling better. Everybody sing along if you know the words. We'll be right back.
Just whole nine tails. Cause I love him. Nothing's wrong as far as I can see. We make it harder than it has to be.
And I can't tell you why.
No, baby,
God.
Talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. The people you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't
her eyes, the music begins to play. Hopeless romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you're looking the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny come lately, the new kid.
It's my turn to say hello to everybody here at the Forum on night 6. Thank you. It's really great that y'all came out tonight. We do appreciate it. You know, we can only see a few of you here in the front, a little bit. So we're thinking we ought to take a look at all of you. We want to hear from you too. So let's do it in sections. Nice and loud now. Here we go. This side, over here. Hey! Nice. How about this side over here? Hey. Right then. Up in the back. Since we're all one big happy family here, let's take a look at all of you. Oh, I saw somebody I knew. Thank you again. In 1978, I did my first tour as an Eagle, and within less than 3 years, the whole thing blew up. Gone. Finished. It took us almost 14 years to decide to get back together again. We did so. We cut a live album and put 4 studio tracks on it. We called it Hell Freezes Over. And this is one of those songs.
Love will keep us alive.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, everybody, and welcome back to the second half of our performance here this evening. Here at the Fabulous Forum, this place is fast getting the reputation, and it's well deserved. This is the best sounding concert venue in the world. There's no place that sounds better. We've played them all. We feel very fortunate to be able to be part of the opening of this building, and we encourage you to come down and see a lot of the great acts that are going to be playing here in the future. Who likes the Beach Boys? We all love Brian Wilson up here, and we personally think that they're the finest American vocal group that there ever was. The Beach Boys were pioneers. The Eagles were settlers. I always loved a song, a version of, they did a live version of Barbara Ann. It sounded like they were all sitting around playing acoustic guitars in the living room and having a good time with their friends. And I started thinking I'd really wish that we could take an Eagles song and give it that treatment. So I came up with the idea, I brought it to the guys at rehearsal, and they said, Glenn, what a great idea. That happens a lot. Trust me. So anyway, we got this idea, this little new twist on an old theme. I think it's time for us to get our bodies moving. Here we go.
Turn out the light, maybe we'll get it right. The heartache tonight. works out alright. you anything you wanna hear.
They give you tablets of love.
They're waiting for you, got to score you. Hand it with the shovel and so sincere.
Ooh, they got the kid gloves.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's now my privilege to introduce you to all the fine musicians who are playing with us this evening. We've been playing shows together since summer 2001. First of all, a terrific musician on guitar and background vocals from Arlington, Virginia, Stuart Smith! On keyboards, percussion, and background vocals from New Orleans, Louisiana, Richard Davis. On keyboards, percussion, and background vocals from Rochester, New York, Will Hollis. On drums and percussion from Wayland, Massachusetts, Scott Crago. On keyboards and background vocals, from sunny San Diego, California, Mr. Michael Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen, our bass player since 1978. He sings up high, he plays down low, the ribbon on the package, the pride of Sacramento, California, Timothy B. Schmidt.
Thank you. And now I get to introduce to you our illustrious master of ceremonies, our fearless leader, a man with a thousand jokes. He's the guy that put this whole thing together back in the early 70s with Don. So, here we go. On vocals, on keyboards, on guitar, from just outside of Detroit, Michigan, I'm talking about Glenn Frey. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, where mother is half a word. Detroit, Michigan, the city that gave us Ted Nugent and won't take him back. That's damn funny. Hope he doesn't hear I made a joke about him. He might show up and shoot me with his bow and arrow. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the finest singer-songwriter I've ever had the privilege of working with. I've worked with a lot of good people. On drums, percussion, guitar, and vocals, my friend since 1971, from Linden, Texas, Mr. Don Henley! Ladies and gentlemen, a man who really needs no introduction. He's familiar to law enforcement and hotel staff all around the world. A graduate of the Keith Moon School of Room Trash, the Master Blaster on the Stratocaster from the great state of New Jersey, Jawa!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. That was pretty good. Pretty good. I have to follow that. As Glenn said earlier, we made our first two albums in London, England, and a little bit of the third album. And then we came back here to Los Angeles to record. Used to record at a place called the Record Plant down on 3rd and La Cienega. He takes sunset. There I go again. And then we recorded some stuff down in Miami, Florida. And that was nuts. Thank God for Cuban coffee. Cures a lot of things. This next song was recorded in Miami, Florida in about 1978. That's what they told me. Little did we know at the time that we'd still be doing it 36 years later, but here we are. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. It's been a great ride, and we really appreciate your loyal support all these years. All these years. Here's a little song about the passage of time. Sing it with me.
Thank you.
Keep my head up and show me.
terminally pretty. She held him up and he held her for ransom in the heart of Cocoa City. He had a new reputation as a cruel dude. Said he was ruthless, said he was cruel. They had one thing in common, they were good inventions. As lives are turning bare. Out every evening until it was light. He was too tired to make it. She was too tired to fight about it.
Life in the fast lane.
Surely make you lose your mind.
Life in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane.
Everything, all the time.
Life in the fast lane.
Thank you. Thank you.
on behalf of everybody in the band and everybody in our crew and the hundreds of people who help us put this show on every night, thank you, Los Angeles! We got Bernie Ledden back up here with us. We're going to play a couple songs. Here's the first song we ever recorded in London, England, 1972.
Thank you. Thank you. let